On easily understanding the complexity of artificial intelligence-generated applications. What I want you to understand today is that you need to build temporary, and I put this one in quotes, satellite applications around your complex AI codebase. You can't delete them, they are satellite applications, but chances are, very good, that they will become really precious. They represent a view of your system through a semi-coherent external lens. I have a vast process library in one of my programming languages, and for grasping that, I told AI to create a program very similar to iTunes. My programming language has several strong features: compiler directives, build system with dependency tracking, and to visualize that, I simply told the AI to create a control panel based on a modern dashboard. AI beautifully captured all the features of my language because it can read the code really well. All the features listed in a single sidebar. That is a precious perspective on your program. And of course, when you click it in the sidebar, it opens up a huge page full of information. It is a new way of looking at your code. It does not need to be complex or even dynamic. You just tell the AI to update it. Again, it's just a satellite application for tracking program features, for informing you about your internal program architecture or something specific in your program that you want to keep track of. All you need to do is pick an application that you feel will capture that very well, and the AI will project that part of the system into it. Very useful. In my case, the new project wizard exposed what I should work on next, and I spent extra time pampering that with hundreds of starter templates. Allow me to clarify. These are not necessary for my language. These beautiful little programs can be deleted. They exist to map features onto a graphic user interface so that I can see the system better from multiple perspectives. I originally told the AI that just like text summarization is a form of intelligence, satellite applications summarize complex systems into graphic user interfaces. The satellite applications may reveal extra features that the AI added that you didn't notice, and they will certainly show you what needs more work. My compiler directives, for example, is something I added because they were very barren at first. And perhaps more importantly, they will show you where to go next. All the big features are featured first in something like a control panel, so you know where to go. And the lucky few, of course, may find an alternative user interface to their program. There is no limit to the magic packed into the idea of projecting your system into a GUI. To add satellite applications, you have to think in application archetypes. Your system has shapes internally, and you need to capture and translate them into a GUI. Finally, what I have described to you turned out to be an ancient art of taming complexity. It's called ecological interface design. try to think about train switchboards. So it's like a living map with all the blinking lights. They're very common in movies and news and media. That is ecological interface design. The ecology of the system is abstracted into something that the person can see at a glance. Everything is color-coded, and you don't use red unless there is a danger. You may remember it from old movies, even. Big maps on walls with flashing lights that make no sense. Those are the original version of the abstraction over complexities like factories, phone companies, and train and metro control systems. The word ecological does not refer to nature here, but to the ecology of the complex system that you are attempting to tame. The satellite applications are simply the new blinking lights. My approach sounds a little weird, but it was created independently of EID, and it is more useful to us, people who grew up with computer applications. In the last few weeks, I developed a need for external views of complex systems because my programs are growing, and so I invented satellite applications. But it's really just a shadow of what EID is. My little apps revealed that what I was rediscovering was an old or ancient art developed by the original masters of complexity. People who didn't use digital computers like city slickers do nowadays. They had pipelines and electricity, and sometimes didn't actually have color monitors, so they had to improvise with blinking and such. Fantastic. I invite you to explore ecological interface design because it must make a comeback for the age of applications generated by artificial intelligence. It's necessary and, oh, so beautiful.